Kom i Bilka og bliv klar til sommeren. Tag for eksempel en ramme Coca-Cola til 69 og en stor pakke hakket kød til grillen for 109 kroner. Du sparer også 20-40% på restsalg af havemøbler og 50% på udgåede tekstilvarer. Hvem kan? Bilka.
Det her er Aftenklubben på Nova
med Daniel Cesar.
Almost 5 years ago, the whole world sang along to the song Take Me to Church. And since then, the artist gave us a self-titled album, and now an EP, and now even a new single. And here in the program at Nova, I have the pleasure of welcoming Hosier.
Hey.
Good evening.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very great, and it's a pleasure talking with you.
No, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
You are in Denmark for a concert, and you are also here because you're out with a new single called Movement, which we're going to talk about. And I heard you in another interview saying that this new single Movement is one of the songs that you are proudest of, the most proud of.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. I do like it a lot. I think it's kind of a sweet song. I think it went through a few ideas, but definitely the kind of choral idea at the end and the way that the song kind of grows towards the end. It's just one that I have a soft spot for, I suppose. I like it.
And if you haven't seen the music video, then I would say try look it up on YouTube because it's a great music video. Mm-hmm. And in the music video, you have the Ukrainian ballet dancer Sergei Poluny, I think it's called.
Polunin.
Oh, yeah. Why? How did you hear of him?
He had done a performance to Take Me to Church. There was a video directed by David LaChapelle and that Sergei dancing to one of my songs. And that's how I first kind of saw him, I suppose, and it was really, really beautiful. It's a really amazing performance, and so on this video, and it is a song about, I suppose, watching somebody dance. So it seemed appropriate.
Because what's the song about?
It's kind of wrapped up maybe in a love song about watching somebody dance. I'm not a dancer. I don't really go out clubbing or dance.
You never dance?
Not really. I do. Of course I do, but not often. okay. Certainly not in the view of other people. So it's a love song towards dancing. You know what I mean? It's kind of, but from the outside in, just a kind of a song written about in appreciation of dancing, you know, as a fun thing, as a form of expression. As a very kind of simple thing that people do, you know, all over the world. But then I think around the time of writing that as well too, there was a lot of movements taking place across the world. So it was kind of this enormous sense of the world kind of being wrapped up in these kind of social movements and also just geographical movement of people across the world. So there was an element of that. But really on the surface, it's a love song about dancing, I suppose.
And when you say this with the geographical and the social movements and the political things, is that important for you to have that part, that element in your song?
It's a tough one to say it's important. I think it's definitely something that interests me. You know what I mean? And there, you know, dancing is interesting, but there's other interesting stuff going on in the world as well too. So it definitely found its way into the work. You know what I mean? Just because we all soak up the zeitgeist as we go. You know, we all experience what's going on in the world together. So it's something that interests me. Yeah, and it's nice to.
How is that as an artist as you? Because when I think about people who make music, they need to have time to absorb either themselves or the society around them. Mm-hmm. And they also need the time to make the music.
Yeah.
How is that balance for you?
I find it difficult to write on the road. So for me, writing is something that I best do kind of alone with a lot of time on my hands. So that's why, you know, after the last tour, I took some time to decompress and feel normal again. And then lived alone in the countryside for a while, and that was a nice way for me to write.
How long time does that take to decompress? Because I could imagine that being on stages and touring around the world is different than sitting by yourself writing songs. So mm-hmm. So how long time does that take, and do you have any practices doing that?
I probably would now. I would have better skills. At the time, I was on the road for 2 years, so I was living out of a suitcase for nearly two and a half years. It took me about 6 months to feel normal again. It took me 6 months to feel like I had a home, you know. And then I kind of started, you know, relaxing properly. But yeah, it is. It's tricky. You know, I would be better at it now. But it was kind of after that period of starting to relax, then I could kind of think about what I wanted to write, I suppose.
How much do you dwell into like reviews of album or concerts? Is that something you try to avoid, or do you read them?
I think everybody has that. You know, everybody has that devil on their shoulder, kind of like, you know, telling them to look. But I think it's best to be avoided if you can. You gain very little from seeing. You know, you gain very little from it. And ultimately, you can't. You know, you still have to make the work that you feel you need to make, whether people love it or hate it, or whether somebody could write 10,000 words on it. Just doesn't change the song that you needed to write.
No.
So it's best. I think it's best to kind of distance yourself from it if you can.
And I totally agree with you. But I would say you're probably going to hate me a little bit because I found a review of your last concert here in Copenhagen,
oh, okay.
And I thought you probably hadn't read it, because why would you? Because you're traveling all around the world.
Probably not. Maybe
and I would
not.
Just read something for you, because if you're okay with that.
I'm a bit worried. Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't be. It's from Gaffa. That's a music magazine here in Copenhagen. A reviewer writes, "He doesn't just make good music. He can also fill a venue with his charisma and likable persona. Simply put it, he can do everything you need to come far and a bit more." And you got 5 out of 6 stars.
Wow.
Yeah, in Gaffa.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I thought you would like that.
That's very sweet. Thank you very much.
But how do you then prefer doing a concert like this in Falconer or this in Vega that you're doing tonight? Do you prefer the big places, or do you like the small ones? Because what I could read in the review is also you're good at making it personal, like intimate.
Yeah, there's different, you can do a festival to 60,000, you could play to an audience of 60,000 people on a main stage at a festival, and it's fun. But there's nothing, for me, nothing beats a small intimate audience, you know, nothing beats, because it can be conversational, you know what I mean? And a room where you can see the person at the back of the room, and you can see their face, and you just feel like you're playing to people as opposed to playing to a crowd. Mm. So there is a difference between in that feeling. So one is you play to a crowd or play to people, you know. And when you're in a room like that, you feel like you're playing to people, and you can see their reaction, and you can enjoy that, and you can joke with them, you can talk to them, and it's fun.
And right now, I guess you're kind of mental preparing for the concert in Vega tonight. What is your recipe? What is the way for you to make sure that it's going to be a good concert? So what's the, you know, the ways that you can make it as good as possible?
Yeah, for me, I have to. I spend a good hour warming up before a show. So kind of just doing vocal exercises, and a lot of these songs are harder to sing than many of the other songs I've ever written. So. There's that, and then I don't know. It's tricky. It's kind of just putting yourself, trying to get yourself into the right mind frame. I don't do sadly, I have no rituals or no magic tricks, but to kind of get me there. But warming up is essential, and kind of warming down after the show is essential as well.
And now you're on your tour, and that has brought you here to Copenhagen. You've been traveling around the world. Is the reaction from your fans and from the audience, is that kind of the same all around the world? Or is there a difference in how they perceive and they react to the different tracks that you made?
It is. I think it's similar. I was always so fortunate to have amazing supporters and, you know, play to some great crowds. The new music is like that little bit more energetic, and there's a lot more rhythm to it. There's a lot more kind of heavy-handed drums to it. Movement is, you know, I think we started playing that live before the song was released, just to kind of see how audiences would like it. So it's nice for me. It's exciting because you're getting to surprise people on stage, and also the band is bigger this time around. We have an organ player, we have a few different members, so the sound is actually fuller. The actual sound we're able to make on stage is fuller and richer. So. It is. It's kind of, that's nice. That's nice too, I gotta say. And also, I have a guitar player with me, mm-hmm. which means I can move around the stage a bit more on some of the songs that they can play the guitar parts that I used to play them, which just means that I can hold a microphone in my hand and actually move about the stage and enjoy that a bit more. So it is. It's really, really, it's super fun. I'm enjoying this tour.
Oh, that's great. And what is next for you? Do I have, I've heard or read something about an album? It's on its way?
It's on the way, yeah. It'll be a few months. So, just in the kind of mastering process right at this moment. And it will be released in early 2019, the first few months, so early springtime, I think.
Yeah. And I guess there's a lot of people looking forward to that. And here at Nova, we have played a lot of your most popular track, Take Me to Church. Mm-hmm. That's one we played a lot.
Yeah,
I couldn't stop thinking, what is like the process for you in that sense? Do you ever think about trying to do like you have to follow that up in some way?
The way I view it, I think that was it became a big hit. It became a huge kind of mainstream hit in a lot of ways that I was not expecting. And I think it was an unlikely hit. It was very different from other songs that were in the top 10 around that time. But for me, it was more, I wanted to write music that felt honest and came from an honest place and was the type of music that I wanted to hear being written and I wanted to hear being sung. And for me, it was with this music, it is just the same decision. It's trying to write music from an honest place. And I think if people enjoyed that the first time around, or if people connected with that the first time around, all I can do is try to be true to that and try to be true to what my intention was the first time around.
Can you in some way tell when is the album? Is there any date for when it's going to be released?
I don't think I can announce the date exactly.
No.
I wish I could, but yeah. We'll be announcing very, very soon. But it, the first couple of months of first few months of 2019, I would think it'll be out there.
I know there's a lot of people who's going to look very much forward to that. And I hope you have a great concert tonight.
Thank you.
Kosha, it was a pleasure talking with you and good luck tonight.
You too. Thank you very much. Can't wait.
I still watch you when you're grooving, as if through water from the bottom of a pool. You're moving without moving, and when you move, I'm moved. You are a call to motion, they're all of you a verb in perfect view, like Jonah on the ocean. When you move, I'm moved. To mind of all that I wanna be. When you move, I could never define all that you are to me. It's reasoning made lucid and cool. I know it's no improvement. When you move, I move. You're less balloon and leaping, or Fred Astaire in sequence. Honey, you're Atlas and it's sleeping. And when you move, I move. When you move, I can recall something that's gone. Honey, I'm putting on something so flawed and free.
Det var det. Aftenklubben kan høres hver aften søndag til fredag fra 21 til 22.30 på Nova.
Nova, vi lyder her i dag.
I biografen fra 9. juli.
Der var en grund til, at havet valgte mig.
Jeg har din ryg.
Kom, så redder vi verden.
Jeg er Vajana!
Disneys Vajana. Eventyret begynder i biografen fra 9. juli. Se filmen med dansk eller engelsk tale.